is time for closing comments. As a reminder, you have 2 minutes each, and we will begin with Mr. Cheeseman.
Thank you again for all those that attended and for our hosts and moderators tonight. I want to preface my remarks here with that I have great respect for all of my colleagues here, but I also have to show what some of our differences are so that you have an idea when you go to vote here. I'm not a politician. I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen that cares and wants things better. I'm just like you. I have no self-interest or special interest in this. You are my special interest. I'm not tied to anyone, or was I asked to run by anyone. I believe that I can offer something here to this community because I do care, and I hope that I have some skills that would help with it. Again, I will listen to you. I want to hear from you. I want to seek out your opinions and ideas. And I'm doing that right now, and I will continue to do it. I want to work together, form partnerships, and from those relationships, we will find common ground, build consensus, and get the best solutions to our challenges. I really think that I can bring stability to our council and consensus building. Things are not working right now as well as we would like. The people's business is oftentimes getting neglected. We're getting off track. I think a great deal of this started about a year and a half ago with the Lake Story expansion project and how that was handled. My opponent supported this project. Land was going to be taken away from farmers. The landowners were not told about this, and when they tried to find out what was happening, their calls and emails were ignored. Lots of our citizens lost their faith and trust in our local government as a result of this. This saddened and disappointed me. It would be an honor and privilege to serve you as a 7th Ward Alderman. We are struggling and need a change. Let me be that fresh set of eyes and ears to listen to you and help you. I'll be passionate and energetic in all that I do in trying to make our town the best it can be. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. Please reach out to me if I can be of help to you or answer any questions that you have. My phone number has been on every one of my cards as well. I'm asking here for your vote on April 4th for 7th Ward Alderman. Thank you very much.
Mr. Hicks.
Thank you so much to the sponsors, to the moderators. We appreciate your time. I know there's probably better things you could have done tonight, but we appreciate you providing this public service. I'm asking for your vote if you live in Ward 1 to help me continue my service. I've been there for 4 years. And when I ran 4 years ago, I promised a couple things. I promised that I would attend all the meetings, and I missed one. And I promised that I would listen and respond to my constituents. And I've done that to the best of my ability. A lot of the constituents that have contacted me over the last 4 years have had some problems that weren't that easy to solve, and some of them were pretty simple. I just got them to the right staff person, and they solved the problem. But I want to serve 4 more years to continue my community service. I mean, I'm currently on the Knox County United Way Board. I am a member of the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation, Alliance Club member, Chamber member, and also on the Historic Society, so it's just an extension of my community service. I just ask for your vote on April 4th or before, and I appreciate your attention and everyone that's here in the room, especially and all those listening. Thank you so much.
Mr. Coleman.
First off, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to us speak this evening. I'm asking for your vote on April 4th or before, hopefully, just so we can make a change in Ward 1. We got some things going on that are unacceptable, but we can all make a change. We got to be part of the change, part of the positivity. I will be very flexible. If I don't know something, I will definitely do the research. I don't have a big ego that's going to say, oh, yeah, I got the best decision and choice. I'm going to go out and research what I have to do. I'm kind, fair. I respect others. I'm very transparent, honest. I'm very accountable. I'm not tied to anybody. You know, I'm going to do what's best for my ward and for my community because I got skin in the game. I got kids here that I care about, my children, and then a lot of other little kids that are their friends. It's important that they have the change that's going forward that we need as a whole. We got to make sure that our youth, our homeless, our mental disease have somebody that's looking out for them at all times and going to take that phone call. If they say something you're not happy with, they're not going to delete you, block you, any of the above. They're going to pay attention to what you're saying. So with that, Hope to get your vote on the 4th, if not before. Remember, you can early vote now until 6 o'clock at City Hall. And also, I want to invite everybody this Thursday. I have an event at Skate Palace here in town. We're going to go ahead and do an event 5 to 8. All kids are welcome. Everybody's welcome. Come have a chat. Tell me what's important to you. I want to hear what, you know, your thoughts, your ideas are. And everybody's invited 5 to 8. Please remember vote. Thank you.
Mr. Wallace.
First off, I'd like to recognize those people that have supported me that are in the audience, and I love you all. And the Third Ward people that have given me their, you know, back, and those Hawthorne pullers that we you know, have serviced. And, you know, I thank the mayor for putting me in this position and being progressive and open-minded to want to do something to it. I'd be happy to meet with anybody. I have an HQ now. I'd be happy to meet with anybody after 3 o'clock. I have a campaign manager. She's wonderful, and her husband, and the other ladies that work on the – and my family I'd like to thank for supporting me, because they get the brunt of all of it. They get it all. When it's all dumped from the railroad in the city and home, my family gets it. And I love you. I love you for doing it, standing by me. I consider it a privilege to have been able to serve my ward and my community for the past 2 years. Just mind-boggling progress that we've made that I didn't see. I asked the mayor one time, I said, how have you been on the council for so long and nothing's gotten done? Well, that's why he made the council up like he should have, like it should be, reflecting the city and reflecting those that are class, you know, poor, mentally handicapped, underprivileged. You know, too much privilege has been given to those, and you can see it, because it's not reflected on the south side of town. It's not reflected in, you know, the economic level of gain for a lot of people. We have to make this, and it's not to take anybody down. It's just to make everybody equal. I am my brother and my sister's keeper, and I will continue to be that whether I'm in office or not. But I would ask your vote. One of the reasons why I want to run and why I want to do this again, I don't. I want to keep the door open for those young kids to come in with those young minds and brilliant, you know, ideas to keep this city growing. If we don't do that, we're going to die as a city. And I see it happening. You can just ride down the street. You see it happen. So I'm just proud to be a member of this community and have served the community in the capacity that I have and will. Thank you very much.
Mr. Miller.
First of all, I'd like to thank you all for putting this on, the public for being here, taking the time out of their evening, the people that's listening on the radio, just watching the videos. Thank you for your support and time. I'd like to take the opportunity to represent people of Ward 3 to make our ward safe, secure, and something that we can be proud of. One thing that we've got that I really want to work hard on is if you go from South Seminary Street over to somewhere around Locust Street, we have a rail line that goes down to Peoria. If somebody has a fire, somebody has a heart attack, we're blocked in. Right now, if you go to 4th Street, you get stopped there with a train. You get stopped with a train on the Peoria line. We need to work on something like that for the people of the south part of town. I want to fight crime, build the Ward 3 up to something everybody can be proud of. I want to bring back the Junior Hardball League to H.T. Custer Park, something that I've been told a lot about in walking door to door. So I think it's something we need to get and bring back. Again, everybody get out and vote. Every vote counts. Thanks for everybody's support, and I look forward to serving the people of Ward 3.
Ms. Smith Esters.
Well, I want to thank everybody for their time, especially on a Tuesday, which is a school night. I know my little kid is up probably still way past his bedtime, but that's okay. And I really want to thank my husband, who is always supportive of me no matter what I do, and is home with those two little babies right now. So I appreciate him. I do want to point out that I've only been in this position for roughly 22 months, and in those 22 months, I feel like I've accomplished a lot, such as bringing broadband, reconstructing the Youth Commission, pushing the demo of Broadview, partnerships between social services and our community development program or department, minorities and women-owned grant and incentives, working with entities that will reduce our blighted properties. And one that's very dear to my heart is the warming station that we've created at Moon Towers this year. We've been able to serve 64 households with partnerships with Knox County Housing Authority and the Salvation Army. We've been able to help most of those into permanent housing. I've taken many calls from the public safety building for when we have a homeless individual that we don't know what to do with. I take this position very seriously. It is always I'm multitasking constantly with my day job, and it's something that I'm very passionate about. And I'm not done serving. I will serve until the day that I die. I promise you that. I will also be planning to speak to our state legislatives this week as well as in April, and I will be having an open house tomorrow at the Great House so I can hear your great ideas. So come by. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and I hope you exercise your civic right on April 4th. Thank you.
Ms. Atera.
Thank you again for the opportunity to share my thoughts, and thanks to you who are attending this to help make up your minds about whom to vote for. The philosophy that I developed while leading teams and managing projects is that before we take on any project, to ensure success, we need to define our goal and consult the stakeholders. This is something that has served me very well in my career. I would bring that philosophy to my position if elected to Galesburg City Council, along with experience making rational, financially responsible decisions with input from citizens that I represent. I love my town, and I would be very honored to serve you.
And Mr. Cox.
Well, thank you again for this opportunity. I do understand the concerns of others who feel that the city doesn't do enough to address their issues. The truth is that we have one pool of money to do all the work of the city, and oftentimes that pool of money is not big enough. We need to make the pot of money or the pool of money grow, and the only way to do that is to grow the city by making it more attractive for people to stay and for people to visit and for people to move here. I did support the feasibility study to determine what was called the greatest economic development project of our lifetime. And that was a feasibility study. No one had bulldozers ready to build a dam and build a lake. I've been involved in numerous studies over the years, such as the study to determine if we should relocate the old Santa Fe Railroad around town. We did that study. It took several months. We never consulted the property owners and told them that we were considering moving the railroad tracks near their house. So that wasn't the proper phase of that study to do that. But like I said, it was spoken about by economic development professionals as the biggest opportunity in our lifetime. So it was sad to see it, the study be canceled. I do truly enjoy helping citizens with their problems, concerns, and questions, no matter what ward you live in. I know how the city operates, and I can usually help it address anyone's concerns in short order. I consider myself a public servant. I've attended many council meetings, more than 400. I've helped improve open and honest government by questioning secret meetings, and I believe I've provided the council with insight, common sense, and good judgment. I can safely say I know our budget more than any other council member, and I will continue to be an asset to the city and the city government. Thank you.
That concludes the Galesburg Candidate Forum. Thank you for joining us. Let's give our candidates a round of applause.